again, I want to kind of shift into the discussion of evaluation of the newly diagnosed patient. Can you talk a little bit about your own clinical setup there in terms of, do you see a lot of patients who kind of come in de novo, or most of them have been seen by some other physician? And how is their visit with you set up in terms of who they see and how decisions are made when a patient presents?
Okay, so about 15 years ago now in the UK, because 90% of all the practice is through the National Health Service system, about 15 years ago, the treatment of gynecological cancers became centralized and designated surgical centers were set up. So it's no longer possible for gynecologists to operate on ovarian cancer in the community or in the smaller hospitals. So if they're suspicious of a patient having ovarian cancer, they refer her into the center, and we drain a population of around about 2.2 million. So every single case of ovarian cancer will come into us. And they will be reviewed together with surgeons and the oncologists and the pathologists and radiologists in our multidisciplinary meeting, which you would call a tumor board. And a decision will be made at that point whether the patient goes straight for surgery or may have a biopsy and then have neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And we function very much as a group, you know, with six medical oncologists, two clinical oncologists who do the radiation and some chemotherapy, and five or six cancer-dedicated surgeons. So that is our medical group within our hospital environment.
And how many newly diagnosed patients do you see a month or a year?
So within the group, we will see around about 150 new ovarian cancers a year.
So it's interesting that you approach it that way. I imagine, obviously, you think through a lot of decisions that are being made on an individual basis by docs in individual practices, for example, in the United States.